We are on the fly. It's Friday, and Friday means Fun Fly Zone. At least this year it does. Did I say that right? Tim Bogenhagen is the EA staff liaison to the Fun Fly Zone. He is the one that everyone calls and say, "Hey, Tim, I want to put my booth down here," and here they go.
And we love to have them.
That's
my
right.
Gosh, and more than merrier.
And one of them this year and many years in the past is what's now Composite FX. And we have Norbert Richter with us. And Tim and I are just going to ask you some crazy questions about little helicopters.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Tell us about your company.
So Composite FX is a helicopter kit manufacturer out of Trenton, Florida. We've been building what industry knows as the Mosquito helicopter for, I think our first show was in 2004.
Okay,
so
quite a while here.
It is, so the term Mosquito comes from one of our partners. Some people know of one of our former models of the Mosquito Air, and it was somewhat called the Flying Lawn Chair. So it was a helicopter that was just on an open platform, no canopy, and that's what earned the Mosquito nickname. And ever since then, John Updegrove and Dwight Junkin were working together. That's how we built our driveline, was a modified Air. And since the early 2000s, we've built over 400 ships, and we're cooking with gas. We've got four manned machine models, and I say that because now we have an unmanned model, which we're unveiling here at Oshkosh 2021.
You say cooking with gas. You know, I hear one of those models out there that sounds an awful lot like a turbine.
Yeah, well, you could say cooking with Jet A. That's absolutely right.
So there is a Jet A version.
That's right. That's right. So about 10% of the machines end up being built with a solar T62 T2A1 variant turbine. Makes 95 shaft horsepower, and it's probably fair to say it's not underpowered.
I imagine, yeah. What are the other options then for engine?
So we have two other engines. We have a private label. It's a 600 or an 800 cc water cooled, fuel injected, oil injected, two cylinder, two stroke, that we tune it down to about 90 horsepower. It's good for 140, but the way we use it with 6,000 rpm, we only get about 90 horsepower out of it. It's also a lot of power. And then we have the old Zanzarata, the MZ202, for two of our models. At one of them being the ultralight model.
So you do have a part 103 model of
we
the
do.
Helicopter still.
We do. Sometimes you'll see, if you see it, it's easy to spot. It's when we fly with floats, when there's floats on one of our helicopters, that is the part 103 machine. And the float variance is what gets us through the pickle. We don't meet the 254-pound requirement, but with the 60-pound flight or 60-pound weight allowance on the machine, that gets us just under the wire when our machine is outfitted with floats.
Now, what's the max weight of the pilot when you're operating 103 in that configuration?
So the max weight, so the machines can pick up far more, but it's a CG issue. Since it's a single place machine, the operator sits forward of the center of mass. And so in general, we say 240 pounds. And what's crazy is that earlier this week, we had someone 6'5" fit in our airframe. Wasn't conventional. He had super long legs. But generally, 6'3", 240 pounds is about as big as it gets.
That's a big body. Jeff, that I think is. I know where you're going with that. I think you have a Mosquito helicopter in your future.
Well, you never know.
You never know. You fly everything else, right?
I know.
You might as well
buy
a helicopter.
I don't know. I go by there, and I get this little hair on the back of my neck stands up and goes, ooh, you should check that out.
In the backyard, Mosquito in the backyard, jump to the grocery store.
That's right. Speaking of which, can you do that?
Absolutely. If helicopter, if you're welcome to where, if you're welcome wherever you want to land, you're free to land wherever the landowner allows you to do so. As long as you don't land in a fifth grader's parking lot where they're playing kickball, of course.
Bad idea.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Bad idea.
But in general, common sense gets you everywhere you need to go.
Yeah. So you call McDonald's and ask them if you can go through the drive-thru.
So we, while building our turbines, asked for permission at the local Napa, which was about a mile distance by car. But we flew our turbine just to put ours on it. As the crow flies, it's probably 6/10 of a mile. We'd go back and forth to pick up parts with our turbine because we got permission to land in their back lot, pick up parts, and come back to the factory.
How cool is
that?
Right. Yeah, the parts getter machine is the helicopter.
Is the turbine, right.
Okay, what I got out of that little interchange there is you can go to Napa Auto Parts to get stuff for your
turbine helicopter.
That's absolutely right. We try to keep costs down.
You got to go to the aircraft section of it, though.
Yeah, right. Aircraft section
is a short aisle.
Yeah. It's a very short aisle. Yeah.
So how do you handle training? It's a single seat that you have there, so how do people get trained to fly it?
So in general, you sit with a CFI in a two-seat machine, and you make a transition. So most people like to sit in an R-22 because of economics. R-22 ends up being a little harder ship to fly than ours. Our machine is known as docile, whereas that one is not docile. So, and then furthermore, in our booth this year, we have the first time, we have a small simulator. And we're finding that people sitting in the simulator for some period of time, getting them familiar with the motions and the general kind of behavior in the copter, it gets them on point for when they sit next to a CFI and they get the most value out of the money that they pay the CFI when they sit in a two-place ship.
How many, like Part 103 Ultralight, how many hours in an R-22 would a normal person need to transition into Part 103 Mosquito?
So it runs a range. A younger kid, like the 16-year-old that you just had here, the motor skills are on top of everything, and they probably have, in 5 hours, they probably have the motor skills to operate it in the beginning, still supervised. But a 16-year-old doesn't have the wisdom or experience of doing a lot of flying, so there's other etiquette to learn, among other things. And that's in contrast to if you're an old guy. We just had an 84-year-old finish building his helicopter at our facility. Motor skills not quite so tight, but wisdom out the wazoo. And so he spent probably about 30 hours before he was qualified to solo. Sometimes it goes a little farther. Not everybody gets it, but most people get it under 20 hours.
Cool. So I don't know if I missed it or not, but do you have a trainer at your facility?
We do. So none of us are CFIs, but we have a simulator in which you can sit for a little while and get comfortable.
Yeah.
It's for anybody, but before you sit and spend a bunch of money with an instructor, get your value out of that, get familiar, get your muscle memory down, among other things.
Yeah. So is there in the future any plan to build not a 103 version of a trainer, but of a two-seat trainer that's specifically for training people to fly the Mosquito?
Right. So we have in one of our barns a two-seat machine that is flying. It's overweight. It's tail heavy. One of the gearboxes is less than desirable, and it's running too hot. Other than that, it's done. So
under development with a lot of issues to work out.
So right. So we're very lucky that we've gotten this far, and that we're buried in business for the single place machine. And so we're getting to it just as fast as we can. And in the booth here at EAA, we're finding so much interest for the next two place.
So would you? Yeah, I'm sure there is, because what else is there? It's all extremely expensive. So,
right.
So with that in mind, that is awesome that you are working on that. Where are you seeing? Are you seeing more interest in the 103? Are you seeing more interest in the actual
certificated, light, N-numbered, or
yeah,
N-numbered,
light
aircraft.
Sport aircraft.
So none of the above.
Mosquito.
They're not light sport. Light sport can't be a helicopter.
Yeah, light sport can't be a helicopter.
So you gotta have a private pilot with a helicopter rating in order to fly it.
Oh, so, okay.
So option C, you gave me A and B. Option C, we have a fully autonomous helicopter in our booth this year. It's the debut of it. And we're finding that after we equip this, we've been doing it for the military for a while. Now we're starting to get commercial customers for our platform, and it has a 400-pound useful load, autonomous helicopter.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, that's starting to change. We're a little ahead of the game. But the drones are coming, and we like to say it's automatic or autonomous. So there's a lot of future work, and the future of a lot of aviation is automated. And you can come down to our booth and see, I think it's number 44, 45 or 46 that we've built of autonomous machines.
Who's buying those?
So we sell them to the military. We're selling them to commercial delivery companies, agriculture for ag spraying.
That's an interesting application.
Right, yeah.
That'd be a small field, right?
But there's places that this thing can do that many other, that the big ships can't do. It's a little, there's niche detail business that that can do. And there's a multitude of others. There's power line transmissions and oil and pipelines,
sure. Inspection
among other things.
Stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, the drones just don't have the range to do.
Right, and so our machine can be in the air without any special thing for 90 minutes and way beyond line of sight.
Oh, wow. That's
how cool
fantastic.
Is that? Hey, Norbert, you mentioned to us when you came up that next week something super cool happening on TV with your company. What's up with that?
August 8th, we're going to be featured on Modern Marvels, and we're really excited about it. They're doing a whole theme of transportation in America, and Moving America on August 8th will be one of three different companies featured.
Oh, wow. Are you actually going to be on TV then?
They won't let us see the pre-cut, but I believe it will. We will be, yeah.
Wow, very cool. I got to tune in August 8th.
All right, website for your company.
Is composite-fx, like Foxtrot X-ray.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on EA Radio today.
Pleasure having me.
Encourage everyone to get down and see your cool stuff. Tim, it's another year has gone by just like that.
Just like that. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here, and we always look forward to coming down here. You know, it's just you always have some cool stuff going on. So tonight, as a recap, tonight, Flight Fest.
8 p.m. Come on down.
And tomorrow morning, balloons at 6.
6 a.m.
in the morning. All right, J-Mont G, on the fly. We have had a great day down here at Ultralights at the Fun Fly Zone. Tomorrow, of course, Saturday, we'll be at the seaplane base at 1 o'clock. Don't miss it. And if you haven't been to the seaplane place, get on the bus and get out there because they are going strong out there just like any other year. So, fantastic. See you tomorrow, 1 o'clock. J-Mont G on the fly. You're listening to EA Radio.